What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
It's time now for our regular motoring slot, and this week we're going to talk about the challenges facing learner drivers. And to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Connor Faulkner, transport consultant. Connor, if I'm 17 or 18 years of age and I decide I want to get my first ever driver's license, how arduous and expensive is the process?
Well, it's a process in the first instance. It's going to take you at least 6 months. But in terms of putting your hands in your pocket, you need to do things like theory test and get your actual driver license. And you'll spend a couple of hundred euro just doing that. And then you hit the expense, Anton, of doing your driving lessons, because you must do a minimum of 12 driving lessons. So that's an investment of about 500 euro thereabouts. And in fact, in this year, a number of driving instructors nationally were adding a fuel surcharge to that bill. So that'll be a chunky amount of money. A problem at the moment can be getting a driving lesson booked. There's a real shortage of those guys out there at the moment, even though there are more and more of them coming on stream and there's a big backlog. So that's part of the process. And then in terms of cost, you will, of course, have to insure a car when you get yourself onto the road, and for a new driver that could be as much as 3,000 euro. And so even if you're not going to buy a car, if you're a youngster, you want to start driving, you're starting from scratch, you're going to have to find anywhere in the order of 8,000 to 10,000 euro to get yourself on the road. So it's pretty daunting and plenty of obstacles in the way.
And just to top that up, so you add the driving test, the theory test, the eye test, the lessons, the retest if you have to do it once or twice. We're 700 euro-ish just to get
that's
qualified.
The basics. Yeah, that's the basics. That's where you go from not having a driving lesson and not having a driving license and getting yourself good and ready. And you are now a learner driver and you're ready to get out there and drive the car. 700 euro. And then, of course, there's the expense of the car itself. But just the admin and the process of learning to drive, that's 700 euro that you have to put your hands on.
Topped up by 3,000-ish in insurance, even if it is just to get you on the pre-existing family car rather than to have a new car that you buy yourself.
Yeah, and if there's anything good in the equation, it's that of all of these things, the cost of insurance is the one thing that's actually trending down at the moment, Anton. But nevertheless, it's a huge expense. And, you know, it always has been. Anybody listening to us when they were learning how to drive, it was always a big part of the conversation, the cost of insurance for young drivers. So at the moment, typically, yeah, add 3,000 to your bill. And then, of course, you have to buy a car. So if you can't go onto one of the family cars, you have to source a car for yourself. You could be looking in total, even if you buy a modest second-hand car to get you going, you're talking about a 21-year-old who wants to learn how to drive, actually having to put his hands on maybe 15,000 euro by the time you add it all up. So needless to say, it is pretty daunting.
which is daunting for the 21-year-old if they are funding it themselves. It's also daunting if your parents, who have happened to have kids fairly close together, and you're looking at a succession of 8 or 10 grand bills over the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. And this particularly affects in rural Ireland, for example, because as those kids want to get involved in third level education or in the workforce, driving becomes a life skill that you have to acquire at some stage. Now, in the cities, maybe in public transport and bikes, you'll say to yourself, you know, I might never need to drive. It's certainly not urgent. In rural Ireland, you really are going to want to need it to take part in society. So it's a big expense that families go through, and continues to be a challenge, Anton, but one of the things we all have to do in life.
Well, you mentioned the rural Ireland. There used to be a situation where you would have kids who might have been growing up in and around farm machinery, tractors, all the rest of it, who would be well capable of driving by the time they came to turn 17. Even in urban environments, you had situations where parents taught kids to drive and they were capable of passing the test. Why now does that process have to cost €700 and be done by a third party if you can be made competent for free?
Well, made competent, perhaps. And it used to be the case that your dad or your uncle or your mother, brother could teach you how to drive. You now must go to an accredited driving instructor. There's a designed process, and it's a good one, Anton. It's part of what's made our road safety record much better in recent years. You have to get 12 lessons, and they have to come from an accredited driving instructor. You have to let 6 months pass between getting your first learner license and actually sitting the test. You can't simply turn up on test day and say, I grew up driving tractors, I'm very competent. So on the one hand, that is expensive as a process, and that's where the cost comes from. It's also an obstacle at the moment, Anton, because a lot of people are saying it's difficult getting a driving instructor right now. Now, according to the road safety...
If I decide I want to sit my maths leaving cert, and I sit it and I get an A at the end of it, nobody says to me, now go back and show me that you went to a proper school and that you paid for it. You pass the test, that is proof that you can do the thing. Surely that's the whole point of having a driver's test. You sit the test, a competent examiner looks at you and says, you're able to do this, I'll certify you.
Not quite, Anton. Not quite. It's not a question of certifying that you're capable of driving the car. And it's not just the test itself. If all we did was test drivers, it wouldn't be adequate. What you have to do is make sure that drivers have been instructed in all of the things that might come up. You know, they won't all come up on test day. And also that person, you know, has given enough practice, has given enough attention to acquiring the skill. You can't just be good on the day and be a qualified driver for life. And there are all good arguments about these. And they were had maybe 20 years ago, Anton, when we had a terrible road safety record and a really bad process for teaching people how to drive. We're better on both of those things now. But learning how to drive properly is a minimum six-month project.
I struggle, though, to draw cause and effect between €700 in lessons and there being a marked change in road safety. When you incorporate the engineering changes, the enforcement changes, the changes there have been in terms of the advancement of the vehicles, it's very hard to differentiate out and say, well, there's where expensive lessons on the way to a test have made a big difference.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the road safety success story of the last 20 years or so has had lots and lots and lots of different pieces to it. But one of them, Anton, is the culture around learning how to drive. I mean, if you remember how bad it used to be, I mean, people were very, very complacent about it. A proper process may be expensive, and it is expensive, but I think most people accept the necessity for it. We know that if you're going to teach people how to drive, teach them properly. We wouldn't say the same about a pilot's license, for example. Everybody would accept that if you want a pilot's license, it's extremely onerous and there's a process. Well, you know, driving a car can kill somebody if it's not done properly. It's still a major cause of unnecessary and tragic death in the country. So we do have to take these things seriously, and that does mean paying a bill and taking time to do it.
Is there any way to offset the cost?
Well, one of the most common ways is to do it with parental support. Now, I know there's people out there who don't have access to that, and, you know, they'll throw their eyes up to heaven and say, well, I don't have mammy's car. But in reality, that's what most families do and what most youngsters do. I think you can spread out the cost, certainly. Some people think, you know, I've got perhaps a job offer. I now really want to get my driving test and I want to get it done quickly. So, you know, I want to get 12 lessons as quickly as I possibly can, and then I want to get going. And may not be possible to do that these days. You'll have to spread them out. But you can spread out the cost and in that sense offset it. But if you have to do it yourself from scratch, there's no way around paying the money.
finally, Connor, to extrapolate slightly from your analogy about the pilots, one of the things about pilots is that you have to be rated and examined on a regular basis throughout your flying career. They don't just say, there's your license, have at it. Should the same apply, if your logic is correct, with driver's licenses? Because we have a situation where people pass the test and are told goodbye, and that's all they get for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, well, it does apply for commercial drivers and for you know, people driving buses and trucks, etc. They do have to be continuously assessed, and there's ongoing competence requirements. For the actual driving of a car, it's a balanced thing. You could, Anton, you know, you could make the argument for retesting people every 10 years or whatever it is, but the data doesn't support that that's truly necessary. I think if you learn to drive properly once, that's as much testing as you're likely to need. But it is a life skill that you do need to keep up to date. So for ordinary drivers, you don't assume that just because you learned to drive years ago that you're competent forever. But statistically, there really isn't a need to retest drivers of ordinary cars during their lives. So, it hasn't been introduced. I don't think it's likely to be, Anton.
Connor, thanks very much. That's Connor Faulkner, transport consultant. A lot of texts about the quality of driving. Yet still, says one, Irish drivers are terrible. I drive all over the world and Ireland is shocking. It must be drivers, instructors teaching bad habits. 53106, if you're an instructor, I want to argue. This is not new news. Many people will say the same thing from other countries when they get here. Hi, Anton. With all this money spent on driving lessons, how come so many don't know which lane to be in going through roundabouts or which lane to use on a motorway? And motorways seem to be a consensus across a lot of the text. Why aren't people taught how to drive on motorways? The amount of end plates using the fast lane on motorways is mad.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.